الله نحمده ونستعينه ونعوذ به من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على دين كله ولو كره الكافرون وبعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فالذين هاجروا وأخرجوا من ديارهم وأوذوا في سبيلي وقاتلوا وقتلوا لأكفرن عنهم سيئاتهم ولأدخلنهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ثوابا من عند الله والله عنده حسن الثواب. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, in a few days' time, inshallah, we will be going into the new year Hijri, according to the Hijrah, 1429. And it is important for us, however, at all times to keep in mind the message of the Hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was made a prophet, not many people believed in him, and only a small band of people followed him, and it was growing slowly and slowly. Eventually, because of persecution, some of the Muslims migrated to Abyssinia, which we call Ethiopia now. And then Hamza and Umar became Muslims. And with that, Allah Azza wa Jal, not that they give strength to the Muslims, but Allah Azza wa Jal through them strengthen the Muslims. And we have to understand this big difference, where the strength comes from Allah Azza wa Jal. And the way He puts strength in a community is by perhaps putting certain situations or making certain people part of that community. So Allah Azza wa Jal saw it fit to strengthen the Muslims, and He made Hamza and Umar, He made them Muslims. Then Islam started to spread a little faster, because now you had two people who did not care what happened to them, as long as what they stood up for was the truth, even if they were to be killed for it. And then during that period, the Muslims were banished away from Meccan society for a period of 3 years, with a covenant and a document made by Quraysh to excommunicate Banu Hashim, the tribe of Hashim, the tribe of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and all those people who believed in him. Eventually, the document was eaten by termites, and only the name of Allah Azza wa Jal remained. Eventually, it was declared null and void. Then 10 years into prophethood, in the space of 1 year, two people by whom Allah Azza wa Jal was protecting, Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, died. They were his wife, who was a Muslim, Khadija, and his uncle, who was not a Muslim but was one of the chief of Quraysh, Abu Talib. Then just after that, he went on the Mi'raj, and the following year, some people came to Aqaba for pilgrimage near Makkah. They came from Yathrib, which we call Al-Madinah now, and they accepted Islam. There were 12 of them. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent Musa ibn Umair to teach them about their Islam. The following year, 75 people came from Medina, and they all accepted Islam, and they pledged to protect Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with their life, just as how they would protect their wife and their children and their belongings. Eventually, in the year 623, the command to migrate came, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he ordered the Muslims to migrate, and they all migrated. And eventually, he and Abu Bakr migrated. And we know the story about Ali and all that staying in the bed. Now, Allah Azza wa Jal tells us in the Quran, فَالَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا وَأُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ. Those people who migrated, those people who migrated from Makkah to Medina at that time, when they were commanded to just to worship Allah Azza wa Jal because they were being persecuted, فَالَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا, those people who migrated, وَأُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ, and they were evicted from their houses. Not an apartment that they were renting or some house that they were borrowing or using for the time being, but their own houses. وَأُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ. It is not a pleasant feeling and experience if you are thrown out of your house, even a house that you are renting. It's not a good experience. And it's horrible when you have your own house and you have to vacate it. And then we can understand the plight of the Palestinians, what's happening to them, and Muslims in many other parts of the world who have been evicted and thrown out and even murdered in their houses. So Allah Azza wa Jal, He has a special reward for the people who migrated with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or migrated on his command. فَالَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا وَأُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ. So those people who migrated and were evicted from their houses, وَقَاتَلُوا, and they fought, وَقُتِلُوا وَأُوذُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Those people who were evicted from their houses and they were harmed in my way. They were harmed in the path of Allah. وَقَاتَلُوا, and they fought, وَقُتِلُوا, and they were killed. So all these categories of people at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whether they migrated or they were evicted from their houses, or they were harmed because they were Muslims, or they fought and were killed, Allahu Azza wa Jal is telling us the reward for it. لَأُكَفِّرَنَا عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ. I will forgive for them their sins. I will wipe it away. This is the reward of the Muhajirun, the people who migrated at that time. Added to that, وَأُلَّاُدْخِلَنَّهُمْ, the thawab, the jaza, the reward continues. وَلَأُدْخِلَنَّهُمْ jannat, and I will make them enter into gardens, تَجَرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ, beneath which rivers flow, ثَوَابًا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ, as a reward from Allah. وَاللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حُسْنُ الثَّوَابِ, and Allah has the best of rewards. So these people who migrated, they gave up their livelihood, they gave up every single thing they had in Makkah, and only what they could have taken with them, they took. Now, we know a lot of people leave Trinidad and leave many other parts of the world and go to other places to live. And you see them carrying two or three suitcases, but they can transfer their money. Whether they have a couple thousands or hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars, it doesn't matter. With your credit card or whatever, it's easy to transfer your money. At that time, whatever wealth you want, you had to carry it. Your belongings, you had to carry it if you wanted to remain with you. And a lot of the wealth at that time, yes, some of it was in gold and silver, but a lot of it was in animals, camels, and sheep, basically. So they could not carry their wealth with them. We need to understand the situation. They couldn't carry their wealth with them. They took only what they could have carried at that time, because they were running away for their lives. They were running away for their lives on command from Allah Azza wa Jal. Now, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says in a hadith, La hijrata ba'd al-fath. There's absolutely no hijra, migration after the conquest, referring to the conquest of Mecca. So the doors of the hijra was open in about 623, and it was closed when Mecca was conquered, which was about 8 years afterwards. So between that time, all those people who left Mecca on their way to Medina would get all these rewards. But when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came back with the Muslims to Mecca, the doors of the hijra were closed. There's absolutely no hijra. Shari'i, that is, according to the Sharia, that hijra is closed from Mecca to Medina. Nobody can say now they're making hijra from Mecca to Medina and hope to get the reward. It is closed because now Mecca is under the rule of the Muslims, of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Muslims. So he says, La hijrata ba'd al-fat. Then he says, Walakin jihadun maniyya. However, there is jihad. Jihad, actual jihad, where you fight the enemy. And the other aspect of jihad, where you fight yourself and you fight away shaitan. And there's intention, at least there should be intention to go and make jihad, or intention at that time of those people who were there, who wanted to migrate and could not migrate because of whatever reason. They have their intention. Now the niyyah part comes in a little more broad scale, whereby we should have our good intentions to do good deeds. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a hadith, "Al Muslim man salim al Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadi." A Muslim. Listen to the definition of a Muslim. The Muslim is he who other Muslims are safe from their tongue and their hands. A Muslim, the definition of a Muslim, according to this hadith, and there may be other definitions as well. According to this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Al Muslim man salim al Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadi. A Muslim is he who other Muslims are safe from his tongue and his hand. Meaning that we as Muslims, we should not hurt our Muslim brothers specifically and generally people, but specifically the Muslims, we must not hurt them by our tongue. And he used the word tongue first, because sometimes we do more damage with our tongue than we do with our hands. Sometimes the things we say about people, it might be better to give them a slap or cuff them, which is haram, but sometimes it's better to do that than to say the kind of nastiness we would say with our tongues, spreading rumors, making judgment because of rumors, not hearing the other side of the story, spreading lies about people, which is even worse, or spreading the truth about someone, which is not good. The person may have done something wrong, and you go and tell every Tom, Dick, and Harry. Everybody knows about what he did wrong, and only you alone knew about it in the beginning. But the way to go about it is to get someone who can help in a situation and will deal with the matter privately. If it is a public matter, then fine, you deal with it according to its domain. So he says, Al Muslim, man salim al Muslimuna min lisani wa yadi. And including in this are your wives and children. Because they are Muslims. Your wives and children, or your husbands and children, as the case might be. And we have to be very careful what we say, especially to our wives and to our children. And we have to be very careful about what we do. In today's paper, if you read the Express, a 15-year-old boy was beaten to death with a bat. 15 years old, and I believe it's the father who killed him. 15 years old with a bat. He was beaten to death with a bat, bludgeoned with a bat. And sad to say, some of us as Muslim parents, we behave the same way. Maybe nobody in the masjid here, Maybe, I don't know. Sometimes it's so secretive, you don't ever hear about it until something happens. Then they say, oh, I never knew he used to do so and so and so. Or, I knew, you knew and you did not tell someone to do that, to get help. All this is wrong. If you know what is going on, something is going on in a particular family, get help for that family. Because on the day of judgment, we'll be asked, you know something went wrong, what's going on? Why didn't you stop it? Or why didn't you get someone to stop it? Or seek somebody's help? Why? Man ra'a minka, see, sometimes we quote a hadith and Quranic ayahs for our own selves, you know, in the situation we're in. Man ra'a minkum munkaran falyughayyiru biyadi. Whoever of you see something wrong, then change it with his hand. So they will go outside there and say, they're going to kill the kuffar. We're going to kill the kuffar. Because Allah Azza wa Jalla say, whosoever do something wrong, change it with your hand. And we're going to shut down all the ram shops and whatnot and whatnot and whatnot. But that is not in our hands. But you have situations where you know domestic abuse is occurring and we don't do anything. We don't do anything. فَإِلَّمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِلِسَانِ If he can't, then with his tongue. فَإِلَّمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِقَلْبِهِ وَذَلِكَ أَضْعَفُ الْإِمَانِ And if he cannot, then at least hate it with your heart. And in hating it with your heart, get to someone who can help the situation. Even if it has to be the police. So, we need, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, the understanding of sacrificing, the understanding of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where other people can be safe with our presence. Other people can be safe with our presence. And it must not be the other way around, where they are unsafe when we are present. Our family must feel safe when we are there. Not worried about whether they're going to get licks and beaten to a pulp or murdered. They must feel safe. And this is a definition, or one definition, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us. Al-Musliman salim al-Musliman min lisani wa yadi. Then he tells us, wal-muhajir. After telling us that the door of the hijrah is closed, the door of migration is closed, he says, wal-muhajir, the one who migrates in a different context now, which was also applicable to the muhajirun. Wal-muhajir, man hajara manaha Allahu an, is he who abandons what Allah has prohibited. The muhajir is he who has abandoned what Allah Azza wa Jal has prohibited. And he has prohibited that we commit shirk. He has prohibited that we leave out our salah. We have to pray our salah. So the time of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Makkah, the Muslims were not able to establish their Islam. So the command came to migrate. So they left the shirk behind. They left kufr behind. They left ma'asi, disobedience to Allah, behind. And they went to Medina. Because the society of Makkah was plagued with those diseases. So they abandoned all those things. And we are Muslims. We have to live in the spirit of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in the spirit of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is that spirit? Enjoining what is right, forbidding what is wrong, abandoning what Allah Azza wa Jal has prohibited. And that night, when the people from Medina came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to give bay'ah, to swear allegiance to him, to go back to Medina while he was still in Makkah, he told them, bay'uni ala an la tushriku billahi shay'a. He says, swear allegiance to me that you will not commit shirk, that you will not associate any partners with me, وَلَا تَسْرِكُ and you will not steal, وَلَا تَزْنُ and you will not commit zina, adultery and fornication, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ And you will not kill your children. وَلَا تَأْتُوا بِبُهْتَانٍ تَفْتَرُونَهُ بَيْنَ أَيْدِكُمْ وَأَرْجُلِكُمْ And you will not fabricate any lies right there and then. وَلَا تَعْصُوا فِي مَعْرُوفٍ Nor will you disobey Allah when He commands you to do something that is good. And one of the ma'asiyah, disobedience, that is plaguing us in our society, and we need to perhaps talk about it some more in other forums, but basically there are two that are very critical: the use of drugs and adultery and fornication. And these two things, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us about it, that the consumption of alcohol and the spread of zina will become rampant, and it's one of the signs of Yawm al-Qiyamah. Okay, so Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam prophesied that, and it's happening, but why do we have to be part of it? It could happen with the rest of the society. Why do we as Muslims have to be part of it? And it was very shocking for me, actually, to hear that there are many youths in our society. And let me say, there are many youths in this environment. Here, Munro Road, Kunupia. In Kunupia area, there are many youths who are involved in these two sins. And you'll be surprised, or maybe not so, at who some of these youths are, who their parents are. Upright Muslims in the community, as far as we know. And they're involved in some of these sins, grave sins. So, it makes me wonder, I mean, we only have this amount that we can control our children, but it makes me wonder, do we know what our children are doing? Are we part of their life or not? It is not safe to give them the leeway to just do whatever they want to do. Because there have been functions, and within the functions, Muslim Islamic function, perhaps a wedding, I don't want to say anything specific, but it has come to my attention, and people would sneak away and do their stuff, committing zina. It's been happening. So, we need, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, to really check on ourselves, check our children, check our families, and make sure that they are not involved in these atrocities. We want to be united in Jannah, you know, and we want to be there with our family. And we always ask the question, do we love our families? Do we love our wives and our children? Do we love them? And if it is we love them, then as the Quran says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, ku anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. O you who believe, save yourselves and your family from the fire of hell. So the muhajir, the one who migrates, is he who leaves out sins and the errors. So my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. As he says in the Quran, Hu wajtabakum, He has chosen you. Allahu Azza wa Jal has chosen us. And He has made us Muslims. And we are thankful for Him for making us Muslims. But we have to do our part in that we have to continue worshipping Him, and we have to enjoin what is right, forbid what is wrong. And if it is we do not check ourselves, and you know, one of the concepts a lot of people, when it's New Year's, whether the Hijri or the other one, you make resolutions. And we need indeed to be more resolute as Muslims. And those resolutions, maybe we need to make them every day to make sure we are in check of ourselves. It's a personal thing. Make sure you are in check with yourself. Make sure that you are achieving as a Muslim. you are achieving. If not, then we are not really realizing the purpose for what we were sent on this earth. So may Allah Azza wa Jal guide us and keep us on the right path. May He make us Muslims in the spirit of the Hijrah, in the spirit of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who migrated and left everything behind for the sake of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Ameen. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa lisairil muslimina min kulli dhanb fastaghfiruhu innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alamin wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulil Kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man tabi'ahum bi ihsanin ila yawmiddin. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu udkhulu fis silmi kaffa. Allahu Azza wa Jal tells us in the Quran words that basically mean, O you who believe, enter into submission totally. Be a total Muslim or aim to become a total Muslim. Do not become a Muslim sticking one, you know, your whole body coming and sticking out one foot. Don't do that. But try your best to become the best Muslim you can, and use as your measure the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ibadallah, inna Allah ta'ala qad amarana fil Quran al Kareem an nusalliya wa nusallima ala rasulihil kareem. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Waridha Allahumma lil khulafa' ar-rashidin Abi Bakr, Umar, Uthman wa Ali wa man tabi'ahum bi ihsan ila yawmiddin. Allahumma rabbana a'izzal Islam wal muslimin وألف بين قلوب المسلمين وانصر المجاهدين في كل مكان وارجع الخلافة إلينا. اللهم ربنا دمر الشرك والمشركين وشقق شمل أعداء الدين كما شققت شمل الأحزاب إنك أنت على كل شيء قدير. إن الله يأمركم بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
استووا اعتدلوا سووا صفوفكم فإن تسوية الصفوف من إتمام الصلاة. Please keep your lines straight. Part of completing your salah is to keep your lines straight. تراصوا. Stand very close to each other. يرحمكم الله. Shoulders to shoulders, ankles to ankles. Turn to Allah with sincerity and humility. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إن الذين فرقوا دينهم وكانوا شيعا لست منهم في شيء إنما أمرهم إلى الله ثم ينبئهم بما كانوا يفعلون من جاء بالحسنة فله عشر